You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, it's Chris Westfall. I've got a thought of the day for you, and I heard this morning from another insurance professional, and I thought it was really cool. It's so true in exactly what we do. You know, growing up as a kid, I used to watch Westerns, used to watch Bonanza and all the Wild Wild West six-gun shooting Westerns. And if you think about it, back in the 1800s, early 1900s, when they wanted to send mail, they had the Pony Express. That was the way to send mail. And what it was one rider headed in a direction on a horse, and he would ride as fast as he can from one location to the next. When he got to the stop-off location, what would he do? He would drop off his bag and pick up another one, and he would change his horse. Why would he change the horse? Because if he rode the same horse continually for whatever it was, 15 hours that day, the horse would drop dead and would be of no use to anyone. So he would have to change horses or else risk having a dead one and not going anywhere. So what's the point? The point is, if you've been selling insurance the same way for 20 or 50, whatever it is, years, and I hear from agents who always tell me, had one this morning, said, I've been doing things successfully for the last 5 years in Medicare. Everything's been working, direct mail, seeing people in person, but things are slowing down. Even tried seminars and less people are showing up to the seminars. Less people want to go out and show up to a seminar, and the cost of direct mail to get people there is going up all the time. So the return on investment's getting worse and worse. Well, the question is, what do you do when your horse starts dying?
I don't understand it.
That's the question. What do you do when your horse that you've been riding starts dying? You need to change horses and get on one that'll ride faster, cleaner, and more healthy to what's going on now. And I would argue, as I had a conversation with an agent last week, I would argue that the time for horse and buggies is over. Yes, the horse and buggy will still get you to your destination. But since they came out with things like electric cars that'll get you 0 to 60 in 3 point whatever seconds, why would you, if you want to get faster, if you want your business to grow, if you want things to be able to scale, why would you continue to drive a horse and buggy if that's your goal? Because we all have a finite period of time every day, however much time you want to put in. I like putting in 12-hour days, and then that's about enough. But we all have the same 12 hours a day that we could put toward our business. Why would you want to ride a slow horse if you could ride a rocket? And that's the only point. Does it take a new set of skills to learn how to do things today with electronic applications and having conversations and building rapport and doing electronic applications over the phone? Yes, it does. So spend a weekend with your chosen carriers getting to know their underwriting, their health questions, and their electronic application process. Practice it with their electronic applications. Practice it in the sandbox where it doesn't go anywhere. What we do with a new carrier's application is we'll write an application on MedSup for Mickey Mouse. We won't obviously put it all the way through, but that's how we get familiar with the new electronic application. You obviously don't want to do it like that on the phone with someone. You want to do it ahead of time. So there's plenty of time to get acclimated to the new technology one time so that you're riding a rocket or an electric car as opposed to a horse, or still using the horse and buggy like we used to use 20 years ago. That's, again, if you're comfortable where you're at, you're comfortable with your level of income and how much you can bless other people from what you're making, then great. Stay where you are. But I've always found that my biggest breakthrough in income and being able to make a difference and make an impact on people in my community has been when I step out of what is comfortable. When I step out of what I've always done, I step out of what's comfortable, I break through and make another introduction, I meet somebody for the first time, I do a live event and have 100 agents show up. When I go out of my comfort zone and do those kind of things, it helps not only me, but it helps my family, it helps my agents, it helps other people's business. It helps more clients on a, you know, multiple scale. So I just encourage you to step out from where you're comfortable. Do something you haven't done before. Change your horse if your horse is dying. And by all means, be open to what's working now. I hope that's been a benefit to you. My name's Chris Westfall. If I can help you, reach out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.